This is Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond, and with me now in the studio is Tim Harrison from Linear Investments. Tim, good to have you with us today.
Morning.
So Monday morning it kicks off and we've got the results coming out of Italy, a no vote, and of course Austria. So how are markets reacting, would you say?
Well, initially we saw through the night the initial reaction was, as we have with the Donald Trump scenario and the Brexit, the markets were down a touch. It would appear that bad news is actually being perceived as good news. The markets seem to be rallying this morning. The FTSE's up about 0.8%. The initial reaction in Italy was the banks were called down quite heavily, but again, there has been a bit of buyer's appetite there as people sort of just survey the landscape looking for opportunities, I think. Obviously, we're heading into December, Santa rally, etc. So it seems to be, the news has been very much expected.
I think most people actually expected the no vote, so nobody was surprised there, which shows that although the euro's down, it's not down by a considerable amount. I know it's a all-time low, but still it's only 1 point against the dollar, isn't it?
It's headline again. As we know, with regards to the Trump and also the Brexit, they were curveballs. Mm-hmm. This has been something that has been written in. You've seen softness in the European indices over the past few weeks in anticipation of the event. Obviously, furthermore, we had the Austrian vote again, which was a no. And then we push into the next couple of weeks, couple of months, with further European elections, etc. So volatility is the order of the day, it would appear.
So let's look at the week ahead. What should we expect?
Well, we've got the ECB on Thursday, which will probably be the main economic data point to look out for. Speculation, again, that you could see quantitative easing, something along those lines. Obviously, the Eurozone, excluding the UK, obviously we are potentially looking to Brexit, as it were. The Eurozone is relatively stagnant at the moment, so the feeling is that they need to do something to try and supercharge the European economies. Obviously, there is a lot of political headline risk at the moment. Furthermore, you've got pressures coming in from the US with regards to Trump, etc. So there's a lot going on. So economics points, the ECB Thursday. In terms of companies reporting, again, it's a pretty quiet week. I suggest the ones to look out for, maybe Wolseley and Ashtead tomorrow, obviously focused on home building and construction. Again, large portions of business in the United States. So they could be two to look out for. And furthermore, Thursday, you've got Mulberry. Now, I see one of your chaps that you have here, Ben Harrington, tipping Burberry with regards to a potential takeover. Mulberry very much with the same business model. So it'll be interesting to see how they've coped post-Brexit.
And finally, let's go to the United States. You mentioned it before. Last week, we had the employment figures out. So therefore, people are suspecting now when the Fed, they will probably raise rates. Do you think that's what we're going to be looking at?
I think yes, and I've been very much cautious on the whole rate debate for the last couple of months, and I think it's a case of Janet Yellen has been sitting with the monkey on her back. But I think now it's a case of the jobless figures, they were pretty much in line. Everything seems to be okay over there. And furthermore, you've got Donald Trump coming in January with his infrastructure spend, etc., which ultimately is going to gear the economy up even further. So I would suggest they need to start ratcheting up the rates just to kind of keep inflation intact, as opposed to let it spiral out of control and then have a real monetary and fiscal policy nightmare.
Super, Tim, thank you so much. That was Tim Harrison there from Linear Investments.